Jay Freestyle. I'm from Amsterdam, and my shop is Freedom and Flesh.
Where are you right now, Jay?
Right now, I'm at Wet n Wild.
Where's that?
It's the amusement, the water park.
Here in Oahu?
Yeah.
Yay! Have you been here before?
I do the expo every year, so it's like our fifth time, I think.
You have
So
kids.
we come here every year. No, this year with my wife.
Okay, now so you're in a perfect place to check out the people's bodies and tattoos. How are things looking out there?
Well, it's predominantly kids, so yeah, there's not many adults. It's just huge buses of schools and stuff. But there's a few adults, walking around with tattoos.
Good ones.
Not really. Not from what I've seen. No.
I looked at the entire roster, the artist roster for Pacific Inc., and you're the only one that I contacted. I wonder why that
Thank you. Probably, I guess for the, well, in US, I guess my style is a lot more. It's still very new. It's quite in Europe. It's a lot more frequent, I guess. But
What style is that?
I do like very avant-garde watercolor abstract work. It's not your usual, it's not everybody's usual cup of tea. So for like US area, it is still fairly new.
How did you start doing that? What did was it a change in how you looked at people's bodies?
Part of it, yeah. I mean, when I started, I was doing all different styles, and I wanted to create something of my own, that's like instantly recognizable, that there was something new that never existed. So I guess I kind of took everything from aspects from different styles that I like doing and just combined them into one.
Were you ever a straight art student?
No, I never studied art. I have always been like drawing and painting all my life, but I never did any official education for it. Same for tattooing, I'm all self-taught.
It have to be tattoo? I mean, well,
What do you mean? Oh, I mean, when I it's right now, I'm also into like a lot of painting, but I mean, well, yeah, it was a hard choice, I guess, when I was small. It's not easy finding a job that you can do the kind of art that you want to. I was drawn to tattoos. I really like body modifications and stuff. And at its well, right now it's at its like let's say it's at its peak of how popular it is. But when I started about 10 years ago, it was on the rise. So it was a good time to get on board. And right now I'm also trying to focus more on getting my name more out as a painter.
yeah, I can see. How did you get people to start allowing you to do that? To do what you do?
To start the style, well, I guess, well, I did a lot of free tattoos usually to build up a portfolio, and then once you have something that you can show people, then it starts becoming easier. But yeah, in the beginning, you'd start on friends and colleagues and stuff, and just make like a lot of specials for people. I still even do it till this day. Like if I really want to do a piece, I'll like post up I'm looking for someone who wants this, I'll give them a special rate or something.
What kind of design would that be?
Usually I liked well if it's usually in the more adult themed stuff, it's harder to find people for that. So usually, because my paintings and stuff, I usually do like erotic art. So for the tattooing, it's a very small niche. But stuff like that, I usually give people a good price on that. But for my usual stuff, then that's pretty easy. Like any sort of commercial thing that you use to find a person for.
You know, when I look at the tattoos you do, they do seem like body modification in that it's almost carving the flesh.
I'm sure, well, I usually the look I go for is for it to be like I want it to look part of the body, not like a sticker. I like it to move and flow with the body and look like a painting almost. Versus some styles, they're more focused on just being like a sticker.
I'm thinking, how do you look at them? How do you look at people's bodies? Is that why you like to go to the water park?
No, the water park, that was just, I don't know, my wife came up with that idea, just for fun, because today's our only free day. But yeah, for my style, I think that's a big differentiation with tattoo artists is, and a normal artist is coming from an art background. I think a lot of people forget that a tattoo is, it's on a living, breathing form. The canvas is, it's never going to be the same. It's not a rectangle like a painting or whatever. So I think you need, as a tattoo artist, you need to adapt to the form of the human body. To me, that's one of the most important things to look at, is to shape it so that it accentuates the body and not, that you're not just sticking something on randomly.
You know, when you see somebody who comes in, you must assess them immediately, right? Their body, what their skin is like.
Usually I take photos of, like a 360 and a lot of different photos from every different angle, and I use Photoshop to help work out the design. As I said, I try to focus a lot on the shape of the body parts that I'm tattooing, and take into account, that it looks good from all different angles and that it moves when the body moves, and try not, place images in the correct place that'll emphasize different parts of the body instead of just, sticking it randomly somewhere. I think the overall composition is very important, versus instead of just worrying about the technical. I think that's usually where, I think some of the top artists, that's where the difference lies, and a lot of artists focus a lot on just being technically good. But I find if your design is strong and the composition is strong, then I think that's more important than just technical perfection. Because if a design is technically perfect, but it's not following the, it's not fitting the body, then it's going to fall apart.
Really know what you mean? I mean, suddenly it makes a huge difference.
Like a big common thing, which it's usually hard to get customers to agree to, is the size thing. Probably everyone knows what I'm talking about as soon as you think about it. Like back in the old day, like in the 90s, when tribal was like really in, you'd always see like these really big muscle guys with a super tiny tribal in the middle of the arm, and it looked stupid, because it's too small for the body part. And I think that's probably one of the hardest things to do, is convince, people to get a tattoo that fits the body part correctly. Because usually it's women that are scared to go big, but they don't understand that if you make something too small on too big of an area of skin, it's going to make you actually look bigger instead of smaller. Like a lot of what I, because I tattoo a lot of women, and I always try and accentuate the body. It's the kind of, if you would think of it as wearing clothes, if you wear a t-shirt with horizontal stripes, it's going to make you look fatter than a t-shirt with vertical stripes, let's say. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hello, yeah.
What kind of headspace do your customers have to be in when they come in to have you work on them?
I mean, most of the customers that follow me, they know how it works. So usually they're very open-minded. I do a lot of large-scale projects. So most of them understand that to get the best possible results, they just need a very basic idea, and they let me run with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what? How do people feel? How do you find people feel in the process of you doing this? How many episodes are there usually?
What do you mean, episodes?
I mean, yeah. How many times do they have to come in for?
It depends on the size of the piece. I work pretty quickly. I can finish usually any full body part within 3 sessions. A lot of times I just do them 3 days in a row. And by full body part, I mean like I can complete a full leg or a full arm or a full back in 3 sessions. So usually customers that are flying over to get tattooed by me, they'll just fly once and I book them in 3 days in a row, finish the piece, and that's it. Same like for the convention. I have a guy, I'm going to tattoo him 3 days in a row at the convention and finish his full leg.
Do you watch them change at all in their brains as they're going through this process? I mean, have you noticed?
Some people, it depends. I mean, yeah, that's the difficult part with tattooing, I guess, is yeah, you're dealing with every single person's different. Usually there's, I guess I've had a couple experiences with people that came to get tattooed, and I guess they either, I don't know how to explain it. They came in, they're either like totally blown away, or they came in like kind of with a very fixed sort of mentality, and then they become more open, to that. Yeah, like I said, there's usually two types of people. Some people that are very, they have a very specific idea, and they don't want to let go of an idea. But as soon as if you can get them over that hump and make them realize, you're coming to me, I'm an artist, so I know a little bit more about the design and composition than you. It's the same as if you go to a doctor, you go to a doctor for a reason. You should listen to them. So when it comes to the design aspects, usually, yeah, once they see that, yes, if you listen to your artist and let go of some of things that you're holding on to and let the artist, have a bit of freedom to design, you'll get a much better result. And a lot of like the true collectors, they know this, so they already come in, yes, I want whatever, a flower or a face, whatever, and do whatever you want. So those usually they already know that, yes, give you free rein, you'll get a better piece. And then, but the others, some other people that are very fixed on an idea, you got to open them up sometimes. Usually they're usually the ones that are like really wow once you show them, yeah, just trust me a little bit, it'll come right.
Mahalo, Jay. All right, see you
Thank
at
you.
the expo. Thank you
Well,
so much.
oh, you're coming to the expo?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah, make sure to come by and say
Oh,
hi.
I will. Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Bye.